Let's dive into Nike. I mean, who doesn't love a good pair of Nikes?
Yeah.
You know?
I know, I do.
But this is going beyond just like shoes and apparel. You actually sent me a really interesting document that kind of reads like an internal Nike like manifesto almost.
Yeah, it's really compelling.
Yeah, it's very much like, this is what we believe, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so this deep dive isn't just going to be like, here's the history of Nike. We're going a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's more about their philosophy,
yeah.
What drives them, what makes them tick, and how are they actually, you know, impacting the world.
Right, exactly. And one of the things that I was really struck by in this document is this constant theme of innovation.
Yeah, it's like it's in their DNA, right?
Right, exactly. And they're not just like talking about it, they're doing it.
Oh yeah, they've got a long history of game-changing technologies.
Like for example, when Air Max first came out, I remember thinking that was the coolest thing I had ever seen. Like you could actually see the air bubble.
It was revolutionary. You know, before that, cushioning was just, it was hidden.
Right.
And Nike, they made it visible, you know, they turned it into a design element.
Exactly. It was like suddenly you could understand what was happening, you know, with the impact. And
yeah. And it changed the whole aesthetic of athletic shoes too.
Totally. And then they came out with Flyknit.
Oh yeah. Flyknit. That was another game changer.
It's light and breathable.
Yeah. It's like wearing a sock, but a high performance sock. What's really cool about Flyknit is like the manufacturing process.
Oh yeah.
Like they basically knit the entire upper part of the shoe from a single thread.
Wow.
So it's super precise, reduces waste.
Which is huge.
Huge for sustainability.
Right. And speaking of, you know, they really touch on sustainability in this document.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like a marketing thing for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems like a core value.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They have this whole Move to Zero initiative.
Yeah, which is pretty ambitious.
Super ambitious. I mean, we're talking zero carbon and zero waste.
A huge undertaking for a company as big as Nike, but it seems like they're really committed to it.
Right. And you know, the specific examples like, you know, the Air Max 1, they're using so much recycled material in that now.
And that's their most iconic shoe.
You know.
So it shows you they're serious about applying sustainability across their entire product line.
Right. And what about this Crater collection I was reading about?
Oh, yeah. The Crater shoes. Those are really interesting.
What is that?
They take manufacturing byproducts, basically stuff that would normally be thrown away.
Like scraps and stuff.
Yeah, and they turn them into like these really cool looking and functional shoes.
Oh, wow.
It's a great example of circular design.
Right, you're actually like, you're not just recycling, you're like reusing, like you're reimagining.
Exactly, giving waste a second life.
So, I mean, I gotta ask, when you're shopping, do you pay attention to a company's sustainability practices?
I do. It's becoming more and more important, you know?
Yeah. Like, it used to be an afterthought, but now it's kind of like...
It's a factor. Like, I want to support companies that are making an effort, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And Nike is definitely setting a good example in that regard.
Yeah. Okay. So they're clearly innovating. They're focused on sustainability.
Yeah.
But this document also talks a lot about their values. Like, they're not just a company. They have... like a soul.
It comes through really strongly.
Right. And diversity, equity, inclusion, like these are big themes for them.
Yeah, they're not just paying lip service to these ideas. They're actively trying to make a difference.
Okay, so like how? Give me an example.
Well, take their Just Do It campaign. It's evolved over the years, right?
It has, yeah.
It's not just about athletic achievement anymore. It's about celebrating the stories of diverse athletes.
Oh, God.
Overcoming challenges, breaking barriers. It's about inspiring people from all walks of life.
Right. And using their platform to, like, amplify those voices.
Exactly. And they're not afraid to take a stand on important social issues either.
Oh, yeah, and that's true.
They've consistently used their voice to advocate for change.
Okay, so it sounds like they're trying to walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely putting their money where their mouth is.
Okay. Any other, like, specific examples that come to mind?
Well, the Go Fly shoe line is a great example.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
They design it specifically for people with disabilities, you know?
Yeah.
To make it super easy to put on and take off.
I think I saw a video of that. It's pretty incredible.
It is. It's a small detail, but it shows they're thinking about inclusivity in a really practical way.
Right. Making sport accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got innovation, sustainability, and this real emphasis on values. What else is in this document that kind of blew you away?
Well, they talk a lot about their strategic partnerships
Yeah.
and how they're really careful about who they align themselves with. It's not just about slapping a logo on something. It's about finding partners who share their values and their vision.
So it's more than just like, oh, let's get a celebrity endorsement.
Exactly. It's about building genuine relationships.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Well, look at their collaboration with the NBA.
Right?
They've been partners for a long time, and it's been a really fruitful relationship.
Yeah.
They've worked together to develop cutting-edge performance apparel.
Like those jerseys.
Yeah, the jerseys, the shorts, everything. They've pushed each other to innovate.
And it's not just about like, oh, let's make it perform better.
No, it's about the style too,
Yeah,
right?
right.
They've made basketball apparel cool,
Yeah.
fashionable.
Oh yeah, totally. I remember when those jerseys first came out, it was like everyone wanted one.
Right. It was a game
It
changer.
was a total game
And
changer.
that's the power of a good partnership, you know? When two brands come together with a shared vision, they can really elevate each other.
And create something truly unique.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Innovation, sustainability, values, partnerships. Is there anything else in this document that kind of like stands out to you?
Well, there's a whole section on their iconic achievements,
Right.
like the things that have really made a mark on the world.
Okay.
And it's not just about selling shoes.
No.
It's about like shaping culture,
Wow.
inspiring people.
Okay. So what are some of those, what are some of the examples they give?
Well, Air Jordan, for
Yeah.
one.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that was more than just a shoe. It was a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, total.
And it's still going strong today,
Yeah.
decades later.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's the combination of Michael Jordan's incredible talent
Of course.
and Nike's marketing genius.
Right.
They created a brand that was about more than just basketball. It was about style, aspiration, and defying limitations.
Right. You wanted to be like Mike.
Exactly. And they tapped into that desire perfectly.
They really did. Okay. Anything else?
Well, the Nike Women campaign is another great example.
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
They really shifted the focus to female athletes,
Right.
challenged gender stereotypes, and inspired a whole generation of young women.
Yeah, I mean, I remember those ads.
Yeah.
Like, they were so empowering.
They were.
And they made you think about women in sports in a whole new way.
Exactly. And that's the power of a brand like Nike. They have the ability to shape perceptions, to start conversations, to make a real impact on the world.
So it's about more than just like what they're selling.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about like who they are as a brand.
Yeah, it's about their values, their vision, their commitment to making a difference.
Okay, so this document paints a pretty rosy picture of Nike.
It does.
But, you know, let's be real, no company's perfect.
Right.
They've had their share of controversies over the years.
They have. There have been criticisms about their labor practices, their environmental impact.
Right. I mean, they're a big company. They're bound to have some issues.
It comes with the territory.
But how have they responded to those criticisms?
Well, to their credit, they haven't tried to sweep things under the rug.
Oh.
They've acknowledged the issues and they've taken steps to address them.
Okay. Like specifically, what have they done?
They've invested in ethical sourcing, improved working conditions in their factories, and made significant efforts to reduce their environmental footprint.
Okay. So it sounds like they're trying to be more transparent
Yeah.
and hold themselves accountable.
Exactly. They're not claiming to be perfect, but they're committed to continuous improvement.
Okay. And I guess it's all you can really ask for, right?
I think so. It's about progress, not perfection.
Right, exactly. So we've talked about a lot here. Nike's commitment to innovation, sustainability, their values,
Yeah.
the challenges they've faced, and how they've responded. But I want to end this part of our deep dive with a question for you, the listener.
Yeah, something to ponder.
Think about this just do it spirit. What does that mean to you? How can you apply that in your own life? We'll be back in a moment to continue our exploration of Nike.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like how they've managed to create this whole culture around just do it.
It's more than just a slogan, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like it's woven into everything they do, their products, their
And
partnerships.
you can really feel it in this document.
Absolutely. And speaking of partnerships, you know, we touched on this a bit earlier,
Yeah.
but it's worth digging a little deeper
Okay.
because Nike's approach to partnerships is it's pretty unique.
So how so?
Well, they're not just looking for a famous face to slap on a product.
Right.
They're looking for partners who embody the same values, that same just do it spirit.
Okay, yeah, I remember you were saying it's about more than just like a typical celebrity endorsement.
Exactly. It's about finding like-minded individuals and organizations who are pushing boundaries in their own right.
Got it, got it. So, can you give me an example? Like, who are some of their partners that really stand out?
Well, their partnership with the NBA is a great example.
Right, the NBA.
They've been working together for
A
years,
long time.
and it's been a true collaboration, you know, not just like Nike slapping a swoosh on a jersey.
Right.
They've worked together to really innovate in the world of performance apparel.
Yeah, I mean, those jerseys, those are high tech.
They are. Remember when they first came out with those like sweat wicking lightweight
Oh
jerseys?
yeah, they were a game changer.
Totally. It was like the players could suddenly move faster, jump higher.
Yeah, it was like they were lighter on their feet.
Exactly. And that's what Nike does so well. They take these partnerships and they use them to push the boundaries of what's possible.
So it's a win-win, right? The athletes benefit from the technology,
Yeah.
and Nike gets to like test and refine their products
On the biggest
on the
stage.
biggest stage.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. And they've done similar things with other sports too, running, soccer, tennis.
Right.
They're always looking for ways to partner with the best in the world and create something truly special.
It's smart. It's really smart. They're creating these little communities within each sport.
Yeah, and all united by that just do it spirit.
Exactly. And it's interesting because they're catering to these very specific needs of athletes,
Right.
but they're still maintaining that overarching Nike brand identity.
They've got that magic touch, you know? They can speak to the elite marathoner and
Yeah.
the weekend warrior
Right.
all at the same
It's
time.
that balance of performance and style, I think.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
they're making gear that helps you perform at your best,
Yeah.
but it also looks good. It feels
It
good.
makes you feel confident, you know?
Right. And that confidence, it makes you want to get out there and just do it.
It all comes full circle.
Speaking of just do it, we can't talk about Nike without talking about like the cultural impact.
Oh, absolutely. They've had a huge impact on culture.
I mean, this document even dedicates a whole section to like their iconic achievements.
It's pretty impressive when you think about it.
It is. It's like they've gone beyond just selling products.
Yeah.
They're shaping perceptions, starting movements, you know?
It's about more than just sneakers and apparel. It's about inspiring people
Inspiring people. Yeah, I like that.
to push their limits, to chase their
So
dreams.
what are some of the examples they give in the document?
Well, I mean, you can't talk about Nike's cultural impact without mentioning Air Jordan.
Oh, of course. Air Jordan. I mean, that's a legend.
It's more than just a shoe, right?
Oh yeah, it's iconic.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
It's crazy how those shoes, like, they still hold so much weight, like decades later.
It's amazing. People are still lining up for the latest releases, paying top dollar for vintage pairs.
It's a piece of history.
It is, and I think it speaks to the power of storytelling, you know.
Oh, okay. How so?
Nike, they're masters at storytelling.
Okay.
They don't just sell products, they sell aspirations, they sell a feeling.
Right. Like you want to be like Mike.
Exactly. They tapped into that desire perfectly, and they've done it with other campaigns too.
Like what?
Well, the Nike Women campaign is a great example.
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
It was about more than just creating a line of women's athletic wear.
Right.
It was about empowering women through sport, challenging gender norms.
Yeah, I remember those ads, like they were so powerful.
They were. They made you think about women in sports in a whole new way. And it wasn't just talk either.
Okay.
Nike put their money where their mouth was.
What do you mean?
They supported female athletes, created opportunities for women in sports, and used their platform to amplify their voices.
So they were really trying to make a difference.
They were. And I think that's what makes it so impactful. It wasn't just about selling products, it was about creating real change.
Yeah. It was about like empowering women and girls.
Exactly, to believe in themselves and their potential.
I love that.
It's a perfect example of how a brand can use its influence for good.
Okay, so we've talked about their products, their campaigns, their commitment to sustainability,
Yeah.
their efforts to address social issues. But we also have to acknowledge that, you know, no company's perfect.
That's true.
Nike has faced its share of criticism over the years.
They have. There have been controversies surrounding their labor practices, their environmental impact.
Right.
And even some of their marketing campaigns.
I mean, they're a big company. It's kind of inevitable, isn't it?
It comes with the territory.
So how have they responded to these criticisms?
Well, to their credit, they haven't shied away from it.
Okay.
They've acknowledged the issues, engaged in an open dialogue, and taken steps to address them.
So they're being transparent about it.
They are. They're not trying to hide anything.
Okay. So what specific steps have they taken?
Well, they've invested in ethical sourcing, improved working conditions in their factories,
yeah,
and made significant efforts to reduce their environmental footprint.
So they're trying to do better.
They are, and I think that's what's important.
Yeah, it's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And they're not claiming to have all the answers.
Right.
They're on a journey, just like all of us.
And they're willing to learn and adapt.
Absolutely. They're constantly evolving, striving to do better, and holding themselves accountable.
And that's what resonates with people, right?
I think so. In a world where so many brands are trying to project this image of perfection,
right,
it's refreshing to see a company that's willing to be real, to be honest about its flaws.
Yeah, and to be actively working towards solutions.
It shows a level of integrity and authenticity that I think a lot of people appreciate.
It's like, you're human. They make mistakes.
They do.
But they're trying to do the right thing.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you know, it all comes back to that just do it spirit. It's not about being perfect. It's about pushing yourself to be better, to learn from your mistakes, and to never give up.
Yeah, I love that. It's about constant striving.
Yeah.
Constant evolving.
Constant growth.
That's a message that resonates far beyond the world of sports.
It does. It's a message that can inspire us all to be better versions of ourselves, to chase our dreams, and to make a positive impact on the world.
So to wrap up this part of our deep dive,
yeah,
we've talked about Nike's innovative products, their inspiring campaigns, their commitment to sustainability,
yeah,
their efforts to address social issues, and their willingness to acknowledge and learn from their mistakes.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It really has. But before we move on, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Something to ponder as we head into the final part of our deep dive.
Think about that just do it spirit.
That relentless drive to push boundaries, to challenge the status quo, and to achieve the seemingly impossible.
What does that mean to you? Wow. So we've really gone deep on Nike, haven't we?
We have. It's been fascinating.
It's really impressive what they've accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, they've really built something special.
And going through all this material, I'm struck by how much more there is to Nike than just the shoes and the apparel.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's the culture, the community.
It's values.
Yeah.
They stand for something.
They've tapped into something really powerful, I think. Something that resonates beyond just athletics.
Absolutely. It's that human desire to push our limit.
Yeah, to be better.
To overcome obstacles.
To achieve greatness.
Exactly. And they've managed to, like, capture that feeling.
Yeah, and bottle it.
And make it tangible. And I think that's what just do it really embodies.
It's become more than just a slogan, hasn't it?
Oh, for sure. It's a philosophy.
Yeah, a way of life almost.
A mindset. It's about believing in yourself, believing that anything is possible.
Yeah. And having the courage to pursue your dreams.
Exactly. Taking that first step.
And then the next.
And the next.
And no matter what.
No matter what. And that message, it goes beyond sports. It goes beyond culture.
It's universal.
It's human. It's about finding your passion and going for it.
Not being afraid to fail.
Embracing the challenges.
Learning from your mistakes.
And constantly striving to be better.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Nike.
Yeah.
We want to leave you with this question.
What does the just do it spirit mean to you?
How can you apply that philosophy to your own life, your own goals?
What are you passionate about?
What are you working towards?
What impact do you want to make on the world?
Take a moment, reflect on these questions, and then go out there and make it happen.
Just do it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something, been inspired, and maybe even challenged to think differently about the power of brands. Yeah, and what they can achieve when they truly embrace a purpose beyond just profit.
We'll see you next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible.
Until then, just do it.